Leprosy, you see, was a disease that could not be kept a secret for long because it worked slowly, but it would finally break out. But you see, running issues could be kept secret for a long time. And these latter represent the thought life of man as well as the overt act of sin. You see, at the very beginning, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, you see, this has to do, therefore, with that part of human nature that's defiled, and that part of human nature that's filthy, and that part of human nature that affects others. This is something that a great many have experienced, and they want to be cleansed. They want to be washed. They want to get it out of their system. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Job asked that question. Psalm 19:12 says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret fault." And then in Romans 7:18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." That was Paul. He mentions the fact of how he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but he says, "I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and unbelief." And then he went on to say, "This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Now, we have here, therefore, the nature of man that is hidden. No one else may know about it. And this secret sin, it can be passed on to others. This is what we know that's down deep in our hearts. It was Goethe, the German, who said, "I see no fault committed which I too might not have committed." And there are those that believe that Goethe was the greatest thinker that's ever been on this earth, even greater than Kant. And then Dr. Samuel Johnson commented like this. He says, "Every man knows that of himself which he dares not tell to his dearest friend." And the Count de Maistre said, "I do not know what the heart of a villain may be. I only know that of a virtuous man." And it's frightful. And even Shakespeare has written, "Go to your own bosom, knock there, and ask your heart what it doth know." And then Seneca, that Roman, a pagan Roman, but he astutely observes, "Why is there no man who confesses his vices?" Then he answers it. It's because he has not yet laid them aside. It is a waking man only who can tell his dreams. And so the fellow that's still in sin that won't confess it is because that he's like the man that's still dreaming. And you ought to wake up before you can tell about your dream. Now, the curse of sin has affected man's power, actually, in the propagation of the race. If you look at these awful running issues, you'll find that they're connective with the generative organs of the race. I think, for the most part, they're social diseases. They're deadly, virulent, and prevalent, more so than leprosy. Now, we find here, he makes that very clear that this curse of sin has got down, moved right into the human family. And this is what David meant when he cried out, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." You see, there is filthiness and defilement that's connected with sexual sins that is appalling. Now, today, in the new morality, it's quite interesting. They are turning up with the same old diseases with the new morality. And today, the social diseases, venereal diseases, are increasing at an alarming rate. And they tell me that in several places in this country and abroad where our soldiers are, that it's an epidemic stage today. That's the thing that he's talking about here. And that's the way sin is. Robs a person of the joy of their salvation. Now, actually, you're rather amazed that God talks about such a repulsive subject here. And he gives to man, I think here, a comprehensive view of the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And this is quite a remarkable view. We need to, I think, to remember what Paul said. He says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope.